This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A federal appeals court has ruled that colleges and universities may keep military recruiters off their campuses, and they can do it without fear of losing federal money. More than a dozen law schools filed the suit in Philadelphia. They want the recruiters kept off campus because of the ban on gays in the military. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
A decade-old federal law known as the Solomon Amendment says that federal funding can be denied to colleges and universities that prohibit or prevent the Department of Defense from recruiting on campus. Some of the country's premier law schools limited military recruitment on their campuses because the military's ban on gays isn't in line with the school's anti-discrimination policies. Floyd Abrams, a lawyer and First Amendment expert, says the law schools would not allow any potential employer to recruit on campus that would discriminate against any of the students.
The armed forces were interviewing, but based on the Army policy, which would ordinarily fail any anti-discrimination policy, because they do distinguish against homosexuals.
The case revolves around law schools because they were the first to develop policies about recruitment and discrimination. Charles Freed is a former Solicitor General and now professor at Harvard Law School. He says the law school's policies hamper military recruiters looking for a diverse, intelligent, and sophisticated officer corps.
One of the strengths of our Army and our military has been that we have people who have been to the Harvards and the Yales and the Princetons and the Universities of Pennsylvania and so on, serving as officers.
In the past, law schools and the Pentagon tried to reach a compromise by having off-campus recruitment. But Abrams says that changed when the Bush administration came into office.
And the Bush administration interpreted this law to mean it had to be exactly in the same places as everyone else. Otherwise, they would cut off the whole university from all federal funding. So a place like Harvard would lose over $300 million. Columbia would lose over $300 million. And other universities would lose a great deal of federal funding.
Abrams says the colleges and universities were in a tough spot, having to decide between their principals and their funding. Professor Freed says the military's policy is legal, and he says the schools want to have it all their own way.
They want to impose their philosophy on the recruiters and take the government's money. Well, that's just a little bit greedy.
But yesterday, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Solomon Amendment violated the school's First Amendment rights. The Justice Department, which represented the government in the case, says it's examining the panel's 2-1 ruling before deciding whether to appeal. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.